There are some people who get very excited when they notice a connection between the Daf Yomi and either the Parshas HaShavua or the Jewish time of year. Others just find them as nothing more than coincidences, nothing special. I'm one of those people who does get excited when the Daf Yomi connects, especially this week when it connects to both the Parshas HaShavua and the Jewish time of year. In yesterday's Daf, in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tesamet Aleph, the Gemara goes through the problems, some of the root causes of the Churban HaBayis. And the Gemara identifies one of the main problems was that we had improper leaders. We had justices who were taking bribes, treating Jewish people completely unethically. And this is one of the first things that Moshe Rabbeinu chooses to talk about in Mishneh Torah as he reviews at the end of his life, 5 weeks before his Patira. Moshe Rabbeinu chooses to start off with the idea of justices being fair, being impartial, not favoring one over the other. And the Gemara points to our Haftarah this week in Chazon Yeshayahu, what gives the name of the Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, which we read the Haftarah mostly in the Eicha tune, as it describes, much like Eicha, the terrible spiritual and physical depravity going on at the time of the Churban HaBayis. But the Haftarah ends off with some hope. It ends off as a way to bring back the Shekhinah. The Daf Yomi from yesterday explains the pasuk, the last pasuk in the Haftarah, Tziyam b'mishpat yipadam v'shaveh b'tzedakah. The Gemara in Shabbos explains that when we work on this injustice, we work on treating Jewish people properly, having proper justices again, then Hashem will return and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and return the Shechina to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara has a very interesting line. The Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Ibatli Yehire, Batli Amgushe. If only we can get rid of the arrogant Jewish people, the Jewish people who have veros. Batli Amgushe, Hashem will remove the external, the non-Jewish people around us who entice us to do averos. Ibatle dayane, if we can get rid of the bad, corrupt Jewish justices, batle gezirpate. Hashem will remove the oppressive state, the akum around us who treat us with anti-Semitism. On a simple level, the Gemara is just describing mida keneged mida. If we properly deal with the issues of sinners and bad leaders in our own communities, Hashem will remove the sinners from around us and the bad oppressive governors who treat us with terrible oppression. But I want to take it one step deeper. If Hashem is going to remove those problems of the external enticements to sin and the oppressive state only after fixing those problems within ourselves, then it's logical to assume that Hashem gave us those problems in the first place as motivation to help us fix those problems. When the problem goes away, the threat will go away. But it's not just that Hashem is sending us these problems to help motivate us to fix problems that we're aware of but neglecting in our own communities. Perhaps we need the external threat just to even notice in the first place that we have these problems among us. It can be so hard to notice when we have something wrong that we do, or anyone close to us, our families, our communities, maybe Klal Yisrael as a whole. We're too close. It's very hard for us to notice our own shortcomings. But when we see it in somebody else, when we see it externally, it's so much easier to notice. And ultimately the goal is to internalize it and realize maybe we have the same problems. Think of how we drive. I think most of us will put out there that we're good drivers, we're safe drivers, considerate drivers. But we see around us so many people who are so inconsiderate. Not signaling, speeding up as we're trying to merge into that lane, taking up two parking spots. And we have to stop and think, well, do we ever do that? When we do it, it just means I'm in a rush, I don't have time. When they do it, it's just selfish and disgusting. By noticing it in someone else, we're more able to identify when something is a problem. Baal Shem Tov used this idea to explain why Hashem sends us all types of terrible things that we have to see. And he did so by intentionally putting a clever reading, a misreading of a Mishnah, Maseches Negayim. Maseches Negayim is about the laws of Tzaras. The Mishnah there in Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey has a line, Kol Negayim Adam Roa. A Kohen is allowed to paskin on any type of Tzaras, Chutz Minegay Atzmo. He can't paskin on his own spots. A Kohen cannot paskin on his own Nega. Chazal themselves already take this a little bit out of context. Not just Negayim meaning Tzaras, but Negayim meaning Negios, biases. A person may not be able to undo his own Nedarim because he's too biased in the whole process. Kol Negayim Adam Roa, a person could notice a bias in anybody, Chutz Minegay Atzmo. A person can't notice their own biases. They're too close to it to notice it. Baal Shem Tov put the comma intentionally in the not literal place and read it like this, Kol Negayim Adam Roa Chutz. All blemishes, all problems that people see externally, Chutz, are really minigei atzmo, are really a reflection of what's going on inside of us. Hashem sends us those external problems so we can see it very clearly, unbiasedly. We can see it in someone else, identify that behavior as improper. And the goal is not to judge someone else, but to then turn inward and realize, where do I have these problems? Now that I've noticed it in somebody else, how can I fix it in myself? And with this, we can explain yesterday's Daf Yomi, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tes. As soon as we fix the problem that we have in our own communities, Hashem will remove those same threats that come from without. That's because Hashem sent the external threats, the mistreatment of Jews that comes from the state, from the oppressive Akum. Hashem lets us see that so that we realize we have the same problem within. We should look at it and say, there's a lot of anti-Semitism out there. How could people treat Jews so poorly? And then realize, yes, how could people mistreat Jews so horribly? Are we guilty of mistreating Jews so horribly? Do we have a lot of internal fighting? Do our justices mistreat our own Jewish people? So much easier to notice when we see it coming from without. And if we can only fix it internally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove the external threat because it's only there to help us realize that we have the same problems within. When the Romans came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the main takeaway for generations is not, well, we learn from over here, better treat the Romans nicely or treat the neighbors nicely. It's also important to have good political connections and to have peace with our surrounding nations. That's also true. What do Chazal say is the main thing to learn from there? To work on Sinas Chinam. The hatred came from without. The Romans, the enemies, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But Chazal took a lesson and said, it's just a reflection of what's going on, Minige Atzma. We have the same problems of Sinas Chinam. We're also hating the Jews in our own communities. In Maseches Gittin, Chazal don't say that the problem of the Churban came about because of external punishment or external hatred. It was Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Petty, Jews fighting among each other. Being clicky, being mean to each other. That was the reason. Maybe we didn't take the bows and arrows and the torches and burn our own temple. But Hashem sent those threats to reveal all the nigei atzma, all the things that are going wrong, the same problems that we have within, but we need an external source just to realize what's going on. So the Gemara says, Ibatle yihire batle amgushe, Ibatle dayane batle gezirpate. If we remove the sinners and the bad leaders among us, then there'll be no longer a reason for Hashem to send those same problems in an external way. The goal is to work on it as we have them within our own communities. And in a way, this is very hopeful, a very hopeful message, that we are actually in the driver's seat. So hard to think about policy. How can we change anti-Semitism? How can we go out there and get the nations to see that we're not bad? Please don't hate us anymore. It's very hard to change someone else's mind. What we can work on is ourselves. And if we realize that all the threats, all the nigei chutz, are really just reflections of nigei atzmo, it's easier to notice when the sinah comes from without. But it's in our control to fix it when the sinah comes from within. Sinas chinam, that we unfortunately have been perpetuating to the point that we still don't have our Beis HaMikdash. But we're in control. As the Haftarah concluded, we're only going to be redeemed when we work on fixing these problems in our own communities. Hashem should help us to realize how much work there is to do and to be inspired enough during this time of year to not want to have Tisha B'Av next week, to realize that all it takes to fix, we don't have to solve the world's problems, just our own problems. All we have to do is work on Sinas Chinam among ourselves. We should be zochet to tzion b'mishpat yipadeh, b'shaveh b'tzedakah.